All right, afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
Is this still morning? I guess it's still morning, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's still morning.
Let me not get ahead of myself. My bad. Good morning.
It's a nice day.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah, it's gonna be warm today. I appreciate it. So, first of all, I just wanna thank everybody for coming, for being here. Saturdays are like your days off for most of us, and it's a beautiful day, so I just wanna appreciate the sacrifice of coming to this space. I also want to have a special thanks for Black Market for providing the space for us. This is how community works when we help each other out. And it was really important for us in the spirit of what we're trying to do here today to have it begin with a collaboration. So I want to thank Kai and Black Market for providing the space. And I would like to just talk to you all a little bit about the Roxbury Cultural District, because there may be folks who still don't know exactly what it is, why it's here, what we're doing. And so I wanted to just sort of lay down a framework here. And so I'm going to be my own slide person. Okay. So the Roxbury Cultural District, it was designated in 2017 via the Mass Cultural Council. It's a state designation. And the Roxbury Cultural District is an area, basically. Right, so if you think of Nubian Square and John Elliott Square, it's basically that area. It is one of four active cultural districts in Boston. So it's a unique thing to have a cultural district in Boston. The most important thing about the designation is that it is a state understanding, a state recognition of the rich cultural history of this space. And that is important because Roxbury is considered sort of the center of Black culture in Boston. And so to have that designation basically is a recognition of the importance of the arts and culture that happens here. And so we found it was a very important sort of calling for us. And also I should say that it was a product of wide community activism to create this designation, right? So. Many of these folks, and many folks who are not listed here, were very much involved in bringing this designation forward. So what is the Roxbury Cultural District? So there is the Roxbury Cultural District that has been designated by the state, and then there is the body that has been put together to manage that designation. And that's who we are. So we are an independent 501c3 organization. We are partnering with the city of Boston to help manage this space. Our mission is to identify, recognize, and amplify Roxbury cultural assets and establish the tools, strategies, and resources to elevate the community of Roxbury as a living repository of arts and culture, past, present, and future. So we are looking for all the times, we're looking to preserve, we're looking to enhance, and we're also looking to create. Who is the Roxbury Cultural District? So, we are comprised of volunteer artists, arts activists, and arts advocates. And as you can see, volunteer there is underlined. None of us are paid to do this, right? We are doing this out of just the love we have for our community and the understanding of the importance of arts and culture. And we are located here in Nubian Square on Eustace Street, which is literally right around this corner. These are some of our board members. If you're a board member, if you don't mind just raising your hand just to be recognized. Thank you all for being here. Yeah, let's give a hand out for the board. We are dedicating our time here to basically foster the mission of the Roxbury Cultural District. So some of the activities, there's many different things that we do. The main one being the serving the city as a partner to serve the district here. But everything from creating opportunities for public feedback, this is one of them today, creating opportunities for artists to show their work, encouraging local artists and businesses in the area, and again, just fulfilling the mission. So these are some of the main things that we've been doing. And specifically, what that looks like is through some of our programming. So you may or may not have heard of Nubian Nights, but it is a open public arts event We did our Nubian Nights live event this summer, which basically brought musical acts to the plaza of the library to perform for the community. And we partnered with AIR Boston, and we also partnered with the museum as well as Ujima, who helped to fund the project. And it was an incredible sort of meeting of people and worlds. Here is one of the performers who's here today, Danny Rivera, who's also on our board, and did an incredible performance in the square. This is Fabiola Mendez, who also performed, one of the performers. And it was just a really rich sort of cultural sharing of younger artists. We wanted to primarily feature artists who were sort of up and coming and emerging, and to celebrate the culture that is here. And it was a very successful turnout. Another thing that we are in the process of supporting is a quilt exhibition at the Dillaway Thomas House, which is currently up. And in fact, this is like a shameless plug. It is closing tomorrow, and so there's
a reception tomorrow, and it's closing a week from tomorrow.
Oh, okay, sorry. Update: it's closing a week from tomorrow. You know, on the flyer it says it's closing tomorrow.
That's incorrect.
Okay, all right. So you got another week. You got more time. This is great. Yeah, it's an extension. Right. But it's a beautiful collection of quilts that are basically, you know, really objects of history, right? When we think of how important quilt making was to African Americans, to ex-enslaved people, to the culture that we enjoy today. And so it's a very important exhibition. These are some images from the opening. And so again, we're using art to highlight culture, we're using art to bring people together, we're using art to celebrate and provide opportunities for artists to live and work. So for all of these events, these artists were paid for their time, for their practice, and again, disregard the information there, it's been updated. But please do check out the event that's happening tomorrow. Kelly, what time is that event happening?
2 to 5.
Okay, so the time is still right. So do check that out if you have a chance. So we've been doing a lot of programming, and we are actually exhausted. because again, we're volunteers, and to do this kind of programming on a volunteer basis is extremely difficult. And so what we've realized, what we try to do is figure out how can we pivot. Because what we realize is that there's many different organizations doing work, amazing work in this space. And we didn't want to sort of compete with people. And unfortunately, in this space, there are a lot of people working in isolation, and there are a lot of people working, fighting for the same dollars, right? And it's really kind of not helpful for the kind of community that we're trying to build together. And so we decided to pivot from just providing programming to really trying to focus on how do we bring all these arts organizations in this space together to figure out how we can all work together to create a better ecosystem for arts and culture here in Roxbury. Because that is the point, right? That is the mission of all of us, is that we're all here because we want to engage people in the arts, in culture, to really uplift people's quality of life. And so how can we do that together? And that's really what this day is about. That is sort of the answer to these questions that I had here that really challenged us as we did our strategic planning. And so this is the answer that we have today. So we want to thank you all for being here because you are helping to answer that question for us. This is supposed to be sort of a platform for us to really figure out, you know, what agenda do we want to have for arts and culture here in Roxbury? How can we create a movement of arts and culture here that hasn't been seen before? What can we learn from the past to be able to use in the present so that we can help build a future that's better than what we have now? And so that is pretty much all that I've got. Again, thank you for being here. I'm gonna return it back over to Lacolian, and he will take it from here.
And for the recording, I want to make sure that it's clear that you have this as well, that Kai was just, because that may not have come through, but that Kai was just sending her thanks to Daniel, who may be soon ending his term as the president of the board for RCD. And so for the sake of your recording, so that you will always know that the Roxbury Cultural District, the Roxbury community appreciates your commitment to this work. I want to make sure that it shows up on the mic. So amen. So thank you. Thank you, Daniel. So now this is actually going to be an interactive moment for welcome. This is going to be an interactive moment for us all. We'll start off with just getting a sense of who is here. There are probably some organizations that everybody knows, and there may be some that people are like, I've heard about it, but I don't know what they do. And so now is an opportunity for us to begin the part where you will have an opportunity to just share with us a little bit about yourselves and your organizations, because we really want to have a good sense of what are the things and people and individuals. I should have put one up here for my own organization, actually, but I did not. I might end up doing that, and so I'll work with you all as well. But what I'll ask you to do is find your, look around the room and identify where your organization is listed. If you don't see your organization listed, please raise your hand. Okay, good. And I'm going to ask you to, on the piece of paper that is there, write your name and what you do in that organization. And then come up, if you're here with multiple people from your organizations, work together to come up with 5 sentences that describe what your organization does. So a maximum of 5. If you can do it in 3, that's great, but a maximum of 5 sentences. And you're writing them for someone else to read on your behalf. So what's going to happen is once you write on your piece of paper, you're actually going to be reading for the piece of paper that's 2 pieces of paper down from you. So everyone, we will start in your space and then we'll do that. So as you're doing your writing, remember that you're writing it for someone else to speak on behalf of your organization. And I'll tell you why we did it that way. The reason we did it that way, because you ask people to talk about the organization they're passionate about, child, they'll be talking for 10 minutes, right? So we're asking people to put 5 sentences up there, and someone else will be reading it on your behalf. Is that clear to everyone? Because now we're going to get to it. There should be some Sharpies on your table. If there are not enough Sharpies, there should be one more. There's one more here. If there's not enough, then feel free to let me know, and I've got some extras up here. But we'll have about 7 minutes, so everyone, enjoy your writing. If anyone needs a Sharpie, let me know. Did you need one? Okay. So your names and what you do in your organization, and then maximum 5 sentences about what your organization does.